Imagine being the mother who fears already for the life of your son, and then receives commandment from God to just put your son in flowing waters. The Quran describes this moment and says, وَأَوْحَيْنَا إِلَىٰ أُمِّ مُوسَىٰ أَنِ رُضِعِيهِ فَإِذَا خِفْتِ عَلَيْهِ فَأَلْقِيهِ فِي الْيَمِّ وَلَا تَخَافِي وَلَا تَحْزَنِي إِنَّ رَادُّوهُ إِلَيْكِ وَجَاعِلُوهُ مِنَ الْمُرْسَلِينَ. I'll translate. And we inspired the mother of Musa, suckle him, nurse him. But when you fear for him, put him into the river, and do not fear and do not grieve. Indeed, will we return him to you and make him one of the messengers. Now imagine. Imagine the pain in a mother's heart. Already knowing your son is at risk for murder, and many other boys have been murdered. And imagine the heart of a mother that has to place her newborn son into a basket in flowing waters, not knowing where he will go. And so the Quran describes the emotional state of Ummi Musa, the mother of Musa. The Quran says, وَأَصْبَحَ فُؤَادُ أُمِّ مُوسَى فَارِغًا إِنْ كَادَتْ أَن تُبْدِي بِهِ لَوْلَا أَن رَبَطْنَا عَلَىٰ قَلْبِهَا لِتَكُونَ مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. Ya Allah. I'll translate. The Quran says, the heart of the mother of Musa ached so much. Ached so much. That she almost gave away his identity. And then Allah Azza wa Jal said, had we not reassured her heart? لولا أن ربطنا على قلبها, had we not reassured her heart in order for her to have faith in Allah's promise? I'm going to pause for a moment. This verse is so powerful. Today, sisters and brothers, when we look at what's happening in the world around us, one of the biggest trials in modern human history is witnessing a genocide unfold right before your eyes. And feeling helpless and feeling you're seeing live death and murder and destruction daily in the palms of your hands. These phones, these computers, live, in real time. Chills, 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 chills. And you look at the face of a living today person, not a historical story. It's today. And to understand that the Quran is not merely words, it's not merely stories. It is healing in itself. It is nur, it is light. It is the words of Allah Azza wa Jal himself. And when we hear these words, not just with our ears, but with our hearts, there is healing. Even in the most impossible situation.